We began learning some of the laws of Hilchos Pesach, and we're going to continue now with the next simen, which is only one sif, one section. Shabbos Shelifnei Pesach Koronoso Shabbos HaGadol Mibnei HaNeshin Asabo. He says that the Shabbos which precedes Pesach is considered, is called Shabbos HaGadol, and the Mechaber says it's because of the Nes Shenasabel, the miracle that occurred. The Mishnah Berurah discusses what was this, which we should be familiar with. It says, Shana Shiyotzim Mitzrayim, the year we left Mitzrayim, Hayosar B'Nisan B'Yom Shabbos. It happened to be the 10th day of the month of Nisan, was on a Saturday, was on Shabbos. The local Kol Echem Yisrael Seh L'Pisco K'shur B'Kari Hamit, as we know, they were instructed on that day to take a seh and to tie it by their bed. Kamosha Kosov, as the Pasuk says, V'aso l'chodesh hazev yichu lehem seh ish seh l'beis avos selavayit. When Mitzrayim rose, so the Egyptians on this day noticed this peculiar behavior upon the Jewish people, v'she'elum, and they asked the question, l'mozeh l'chem, what exactly are you doing? Why are you doing this? Heshivu, and they responded, was l'shachtu l'shem Pesach mitzvah Hashem aleinu, that we're doing it because Hashem commanded us, God commanded us to slaughter these animals. B'hayu shinehem kehos al sheshochatim es Eloheihem, they were beginning to get extremely upset. The fact that we wish to slaughter and destroy their gods, lowercase g. B'hayu rashayin lomer lehem davar, didn't say anything. The fact that they did not respond and react in a way which could have killed us, or who knows what they could have done, which is a tremendous miracle, which was on Shabbos. Okay, therefore, kavu likro Shabbos shlifnei Pesach l'olam Shabbos haGadol, in order to remember this tremendous miracle that occurred on that day, there, which happened to be on a Shabbos. Therefore, we call it Shabbos haGadol. And the Ramah continues and says that v'hamin haGlomer b'mincha the haGadol mitchilas avadim hayinu adal chaper al kol nafsh avonoseichem, that there is a minhag that a person should recite certain parts, certain section of the haGadol on that Shabbos, the Shabbos which is preceding Pesach. And the Mishnah Berurah explains the reason for it, as we just said, lefi shehoisabo hascholas haguul v'hanisim, that even though we were actually freed on the 15th of Nisan, but the reality is that the Nes and all the beginning of the Geul of the redemption really started at this point of the 10th. V'afil, and then he says, even imchal Shabbos haGadol be'erev Pesach, if you can think of any possible year that this would happen, that Shabbos haGadol, the Shabbos preceding Pesach, happens to also be on erev Pesach, which is this year, 2008, doesn't make a difference. Still, the minhag is to recite those sections of the Haggadah on erev Pesach. But then, says the Mishnah Berurah, Darshim b'Shabbos HaKodem, when it comes to the famous, the Shabbos HaGadol Drasha, that should not be on that Shabbos, but rather it should be on the Shabbos preceding it the week before, which is what we'll be doing. Now, the Be'er Heitev asks the question. He says that if, in fact, what we're commemorating is a miracle that happened on the 10th day, so he asks, Likboa b'yud l'chodesh afil chal b'chol. It happens to be the Shabbos HaGadol, which this year happens to be on erev Pesach, the 14th, wouldn't it make more sense, if we want to commemorate this Nes, this miracle, that we should instead have it celebrated on the 10th, whichever day of the week that it falls? And of course, that's what we do when it comes to all other holidays. When it comes to other Yom Tovim, we don't say a specific day of the week. We follow based on the Hebrew month, the Hebrew day, and it happens to be on a Shabbos, happens to be on a weekday. We celebrate it on that particular day. So why do we make this distinction? So there are numerous answers, which we'll see one or two of them today. So the Be'er Heitev brings down the following explanation. Yeshlomar Shahanes Hayu Sha'omrim Sharotzen Lishchot Lelo Heihem, that when they were asked, what are you doing with this animal? Their response was, we are going to kill it. We're going to slaughter this animal. So the question, which you could probably ask, of course, they didn't slaughter it right away. They waited a few days later until the 14th, on Erev Pesach, to slaughter this animal. So the Mitzrayim, who may not have been knowledgeable of that, they might have said, all right, I'm going to call your bluff. If you're saying that you're going to slaughter these animals, who says it's true? Maybe you aren't. You, in fact, are too scared to slaughter these animals because you're concerned of our reaction. However, it was Shabbos, Omer HaMitzri Emesu. Because the day, the 10th, was on a Shabbos, the Mitzrayim said, you know what? The Jewish people are probably saying the truth. It's probably true that they are willing to do so. And the only reason why they haven't done so on this particular day, on the 10th day, is because it's Shabbos. And that's the reason why the miracle began. However, he says, Mash'enkin b'shar yamim, when it comes to the other days, that would not have been the case. So it was part of the miracle was that it was specifically on Shabbos, because otherwise they would have questioned. They said, okay, if it's true, then slaughter the animal. You probably aren't going to because you know what the repercussions are going to be. And therefore, for that reason, we specifically remember it dafka on Shabbos. There's going to be numerous other answers. We're going to see just one more. So it's brought down to Tamei HaMinhagim. Uses a different conversation. He says that the conversation was not just the Mitzrayim in general, but more specifically the firstborn, that we responded to them when they asked, what are you doing with these animals? Amar lahem, we said, Zebach Pesach Hashem, Shiharig B'chorim Mitzrayim, that we are going to bring this particular offering because our God is going to kill and wipe out all the firstborn of Egypt. So what did any person who was a Bechor do, who had a little bit of Seichel? Hachol Eitzel Avos Sehem, they went to their parents, the El Paro as well as to the king, Levakish Menesh Yishchu Yisrael, Velo Ratzu. And he said, they begged, please let the Bnei Yisrael leave. There's a good chance that this is actually going to happen. And of course we know they did not listen. So on this, the Tam Minhagim asked the question, V'yam Tomar Lefi Tam Zeh, according to this reason, Habile Lamikri Lukulhu Yome Dem Esther Lachodesh Ad Er Pesach Yomim Gedolim. Why do we call it Shabbos HaGadol only this one day, the 10th? The reality is, there was the 10th, the 11th, the 12th, the 13th, the 14th. So there was more than just that one day. So it was miraculous that we were spared and that they didn't do us harm on the 10th. But the truth is, maybe we should not just celebrate Shabbos HaGadol as a one-day thing, but it should also be celebrated that entire week, that entire period of time until the animal is actually slaughtered on Erev Pesach. So this is the question that the Tamei HaMinhagim answers. And he answers in the following way. He answers as follows. His V'yesh Lomar, She'ikr HaNeis Hoya B'Haschol. That when it comes to a miracle, we focus and gravitate toward that which is the beginning. We also find this when it comes to Tisha B'Av, even though the reality is that it was really the 10th of the month of Av that the majority of the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Nonetheless, we remember the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash on the 9th because the beginning of when it began was the tragedy. That's when it began, we focus on. So too over here, we focus on the beginning of the miracle. She'oz haya ikar kehein she'enai ha-Mitzrayim. Because this was the first moment that the Egyptians heard this news, and the way that they reacted. Avol acher she'avar hayom harishon kivon d'dasha d'dasha. He says, quoting the words of the Beis Yosef, that reality is that once the first day came, and we already slighted them, so that was really the miracle. So therefore, the fact that they didn't react on the 10th, that was the nes, that was the miracle. And everything else, once we already slighted them, it was already done. And therefore, the main focus is on the initial reaction of the Mitzrayim on the 10th. So why don't we make a Yom Tov? Why do we, okay, we have a Shabbos, we call it Shabbos HaGadol, but maybe we should make a bigger deal about this. So interestingly, as we'll conclude, the Tamei HaMinhagim reminds us that Afil Chal B'chol, that even if, let's say, it would be on a weekday, the 10th, the reason why we don't acknowledge that particular day is because something else happened on the 10th. It's brought down in the Seder Olam that when it came to Miriam, who passed away, when she died, it's brought down that she died also on this particular day, on the 10th day of Nisan. And therefore, for that reason, because it's not on a complete happy occasion, for that reason, we do not make this particular day as a Yom Tov.